This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Wyoming's real gross domestic product in 2010 declined by 0.3% and earned the state a national ranking of 50th based on estimates released by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. Real GDP grew in 48 states in 2010, with Nevada the only other state joining Wyoming to show a decline. Jim Robinson, senior economist for the state's Economic Analysis Division, says notable declines in real GDP contributions from the non-durable goods manufacturing and mining industries drove overall real GDP down in 2010 for the state.
Wyoming really is just kind of hanging on to the growth that they were able to achieve back in 2008 and 2009. Haven't had much since then in terms of GDP, but other states, even in the region, really were still hurting from the recession more so than Wyoming was, and now they're starting to pick up the pace a little bit.
Wyoming saw an increase in hay prices for the month of May. Ag reporter Aaron Broad reports.
May hay prices were above both last month and last year. Alfalfa hay, up $12 from last month and up $17 from last year, came in at $107 per ton. Other hay at $97 per ton was up $6 from last month and up $12 from last year. The preliminary All Farms Product Index of prices received by farmers in May at 174% decreased 1 point from April. Reporting on Wyoming's hay prices, this is Aaron Broad, Cheyenne.
Wyoming Radio News.
Grandpa, why aren't you eating your vegetables?
Because you don't. Never did.
But Mom says we have to eat them.
Why?
Because fruits and vegetables keep us healthy and strong.
Sethy, I have lived this long without eating vegetables, and look how healthy I am, and how good I look.
So if I don't eat my vegetables, I look like you?
Yeah, just like me.
Mom, bring me more vegetables!
Adding fruits and vegetables every day to your diet makes for healthier living. A gentle reminder from the Wyoming Department of Health.